Nearly 200 people crowded into Cornelia's town hall last week to organize against the toll lanes.
This is a really bad idea, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a travesty. Why would you do this to the public?
Banners adorn the walls, and many in the crowd wear pins and buttons with the word tolls X'd out. Town commissioners from Huntersville and Cornelius can be seen mingling in the crowd. The event was organized by a group called Widen I-77, and their spokesman, Kurt Noss, led the meeting.
And let them know that this project is not right, not only for Mecklenburg and Iredell counties, but anywhere a similar project is proposed across the state.
Budgets for these big transportation projects are tight. The state gas tax is bringing in less revenue these days since people are buying less gas and using more fuel-efficient cars. And the Federal Highway Trust Fund is struggling to make ends meet. So to work around that, the state hired a Spanish company called Cintra Infraestructuras to help out. The company will take on more than 80% of the cost to build 1 to 2 toll lanes from exit 11 in Charlotte to exit 36 in Mooresville. That means taxpayers put in $88 million, while the company pays more than $550 million. In exchange, Cintra would collect tolls for the next 50 years.
It gives people a choice, and choice is always a good thing. And based on their needs and current travel conditions, to pay to use a managed lane or to remain in the general purpose lane free of charge. And
that's DOT Secretary Tony Tata speaking to the Charlotte Chamber last week. He says not only will the project give people a choice, it will relieve congestion on the remaining 2 to 3 general purpose lanes. The Charlotte Chamber is also pushing that measure in this promotional video using Tata's voice.
The main reason that people should support this is that it provides congestion relief in the next 4 years to an area that is hugely congested.
Kurt Noss says all this sounds great, but it doesn't make business sense.
If you're going to operate private toll lanes for profit, that private company wants the general use lanes to be congested. We're looking at 50 years of basically guaranteed congestion.
Plus, high toll rates, he fears. A 2012 study by a DOT consultant estimated a round trip between Mooresville and Charlotte could cost $21.63. Widen I-77 obtained that study through a Freedom of Information Act request. The DOT responded by saying that estimate is outdated. Noss doesn't buy that.
The study is only 18 months old, so we're asking the question, what has fundamentally changed in the last 18 months that make these numbers obsolete?
DOT Secretary Tata isn't saying. He maintains that prices won't be set until after Cintra holds public hearings on the topic once the contract has been signed. This only adds to Noss's frustration.
This is like asking us to buy a house without telling us what our mortgage payment's going to be.
Widen I-77 has proposed an alternative. Instead of building 26 miles of toll lanes, build another general-purpose lane for just 13 miles along the most heavily congested area. That solution would mean free lanes for everyone, and it's considerably cheaper for the state, nearly $10 million cheaper. Unfortunately, that solution is a no-go, says Secretary Tata. It all comes down to the state's new transportation formula. The formula is meant to decide which transportation projects are the most important and get the most state funds. Tata says the group's proposal wouldn't score high enough. Therefore,
it's a moot issue because you would not get to it for, at best case, 2025. The managed lane is the way that we're moving forward.
Tata says he hopes to close the deal with Cintra by the end of this year. Meanwhile, Widen I-77 intends to keep fighting. The group now says it may seek a court injunction to delay the project. For WFAE News, I'm Nick DeLaCanal.